103.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the month of November. It's the third day of November. Hope all is well with you. It's cliche day today. It's also give someone a dollar day. Please send your dollars to me. And ladies and gentlemen, National Sandwich Day. What is the best sandwich? Good morning. I'm Joe. Three things you need to know this morning. In Ocean County, a scary situation over the weekend. Police say a 20-year-old woman in Brick Township arrested after her 2-year-old brother was hurt in a stabbing. The little boy was taken to Jersey Shore University Hospital. Thankfully, is in stable condition. The woman, Marlene Rodriguez, now faces several charges. Early voting's wrapped up for tomorrow's election here in New Jersey. All eyes are on that tight race for governor between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli. Don't forget, polls open tomorrow morning at 6, close at 8 tomorrow night. And here's one for the beach crowd. Researchers say more great white sharks are being born along the Jersey Shore. It's actually good news. It means the protection laws put in place decades ago are paying off, and those sharks are finally old enough to start having babies. South Jersey weather, cloudy with rain at least the first part of the day today. High of 60. That means I have your fangirl update. Were you at the Tim McGraw show at the Hard Rock Saturday night? You witnessed something pretty cool at the Tim McGraw concert at Hard Rock Saturday night. Tim's daughter, Audrey, joined him on stage. Audrey performed a stunning rendition of the song Barracuda by the rock band Heart. Audrey showed you off her fantastic voice. The crowd loved it. Tim beaming with fatherly pride. By the way, the arena is the same one. It was the Trump Taj Mahal back then, where Tim and wife Faith Hill performed and saw their love blossom so many years ago. Kenny Chesney reveals that losing his hair at age 19 was a socially traumatic experience, especially when he was playing high school football. In his book, which comes out tomorrow, Kenny Chesney reflects on how his mother's beauty school practices may have contributed to his early hair loss. He jokingly calls himself her guinea pig. Mom, what are you doing? The clock changed and I came up with Tuesday. But alas, it is Monday at 6:18 a.m. Jana is off this morning. She's a little under the weather. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. Our question of the day coming up in an hour at 7:20. What are some things that should be free? Now, this isn't a political question. Thank you. But what are some things that should be free? We came up with we had that one example. Going to an amusement park, shouldn't parking be free? You're already paying $8,000 to go there for the day. They're going to hit you for another $20 or $30 for parking. What are some things that should be free? Here's an answer from Cheryl in Galloway. She says, taking an ambulance. Yeah, it should be free or $20,000, either one. What are some things that should be free? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Again, nothing political, please. Good morning. A warning about energy drinks this morning. And I give you this news as I'm sipping on my cherry slush Alani new energy drink with 200 megagrams of caffeine, twice what you'd get in a cup of coffee. Even one energy drink apparently can be dangerous to your health. Researchers found that the energy drink will spike your blood pressure and a key stress hormone, which can lead to cardiovascular risk. That's the bad news. The good news is that when I'm having the heart attack, I'll be able to run to the hospital. Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Without Jana this morning, it's time for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Rich lives in Manahawk, and he sends us the joke we're going to use this morning. Rich, thanks. We appreciate you. Ladies and gentlemen, from Rich, your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. The 911 operator gets an urgent call from a man saying his small son had swallowed his pen. Yikes. All right, the operator tells him, I'll get the paramedics out to your house right away. Until they arrive, what are you doing in the meantime? Well, said the father calmly, I'm using a pencil. Father of the Year, 23 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana, a little bit under the weather today. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, coming up at 7:20, our question of the day, what are some things that should be free? Something that costs money that should be free? I can relate to this, having just stepped off of a Spirit Airline flight about 6 hours ago. Mike from Summers Point says, checking a bag or paying for a seat when you've already purchased an airline ticket. Yeah, we're looking at you, Spirit. What are some things that should be free? 609-383-1073. Or hit the message us button on the CatCountry 107.3 app. Best answers come your way at 7 CatCountry 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Without Jana this morning. Time now for your CatCountry dumb story of the morning. It was really dumb. This morning we go to South Africa, where a woman has been charged with assault after kicking a man after he flashed her his genitals. Yes. The woman kicked the man after he exposed herself or himself to her at a train station. The woman then chased the man and held him down until police arrived. The flasher was charged with a form of indecent exposure, then filed a countersuit against the woman for assault. Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. We got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to Las Vegas to see and meet Lainey Wilson. Good morning. I'm Joe Cano this morning. In Ocean County, a scary situation over the weekend. Police say a 20-year-old woman in Brick Township arrested after her 2-year-old brother was hurt in a stabbing. The little boy was taken to Jersey Shore University Hospital. Thankfully, is in stable condition. The woman, Marlene Rodriguez, now faces several charges. Early voting's wrapped up for tomorrow's election here in New Jersey. All eyes are on that tight race for governor between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli. Don't forget, polls open tomorrow morning at 6, close at 8 tomorrow night. And here's one for the beach crowd. Researchers say more great white sharks are being born along the Jersey Shore. It's actually good news. It means the protection laws put in place decades ago are paying off, and those sharks are finally old enough to start having babies. South Jersey weather, cloudy with rain at least the first part of the day today. High of 60. His name is Chase Matthews. I'm Joe Kelly. Jana is off this morning. CatCountry 107.3 birthday shout-out start right now. Happy birthday to Lindsay Walczak. Jolene Batchelor of Estelle Manor celebrates today. It's Allison's 45th birthday. Happy birthday, Allison. Happy birthday to Beth Brown. Alicia O'Dowd of Villas celebrates today. Also from Villas, Cindy Hartley is 69. Happy birthday, Tracy Hammerstein of Cape May. Tracy is 57. Kathy Cahill of Cologne is 61. Ken Burcham of Haleyville is 53. Happy birthday, Dorothy Skorupski of Pleasantville. Dorothy is 64. Sherry Fortner of Manahawkin celebrates today. And how about this? Happy anniversary to Robert and Mary Jane Belk of New Gretna. They've been married 52 years as of today. 52 years, Robert and Mary Jane. Congratulations. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our CatCountry Big Birthday shout-out today, Jolene Batchelor of us. In my hand, that's Eric Church. CatCountry 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Coming up, our question of the day today. What are some things that should be free? We mentioned this over the weekend. How about parking at amusement parks? You're already shelling out hundreds of dollars. Now we have to pay for parking as well. What are some things that should be free? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the CatCountry 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana under the weather this morning. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. What is something that should be free? We mentioned over the weekend, how about parking at amusement parks? You're already shelling out hundreds of dollars. Why do I have to pay another 20 or 30 or more to park? Come on, stop ripping me off. Again, this is not a political question. We don't need any political answers today, the day before election. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the CatCountry 107.3 app. What should be free? This is an interesting one from Jen in Toms River. Jen says, ordering your transcript electronically, like school transcripts. She says, I shouldn't have to pay for my academic record of classes I've already paid for to be emailed. Just send it. Jody says, pet spay or neuter. There are too many homeless animals as there are. Yeah. Guess the vet's not going to do it for free. All right, here we go. Sandy and Luann both say the beach. I guess they mean beach tags. Lucinda says parking at the beach itself. Healthcare, like in Europe, should be free. She says also school lunch for kids. And might as well throw in college should be free as well. Thanks, Lucinda. A whole list. We heard from Christy in Delmont. She called in. She said, how about lunch for all kids? No matter where their parents are economically. Not a bad idea. everybody gets, at least gets a chance at a good lunch. CJ says most medications should be free. Let's get back to our Joe and Jonna question of the day today. What are some things that should be free but aren't? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Let's see. Reading one right now. All right. This is from Erica in Tuckerton. She just wrote, you asked what should be free. Fishing and hunting, outdoor recreation like fishing and hunting should be free. You shouldn't have to buy a license to enjoy free outdoor activities. This is my favorite from Sammy, who insists it's dividing crick and not creek. Sammy says casino parking. This makes so much sense. I'm either going to gamble hundreds of dollars or I paid for tickets to a show or concert that were five times as much as I should have. Why am I paying $50 for parking too? Agreed. I'm spending hundreds, if not thousands of dollars at your tables. You want another 10 bucks, 20 bucks? $50 for parking? Lynn Ann says parking at a hospital. That's true. My relative is sick. I'm rushing to get there. But wait, I got to stop and pay for parking. You're giving us a bill for $800,000. But you're going to charge me $10 every time I come to park. One more here. Again, what are some things that should be free? Suzanne from Mullica Township. This is a good one. Parking when you have jury duty. I'm here on my own time. I'm not being paid to be here. Well, maybe $5. Is that what they still do? They still pay you $5 a day for jury duty? Suzanne says, I may have to miss work and not be paid or miss school and have to make it up. And now I have to pay to park for the day. Well, I'm Country Morning Trivia is on the air. Phone number is 609-383-1073, or you can hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Up for grabs this morning, a $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. Great food, drink, and fun all around. We got 40 beer on taps, cocktails that don't mess around, and lots of great food. $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. Great place to go if you haven't tried it yet. Again, 609-383-1073, or hit the call us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Here's the question. Every year, $300,000 worth of this is left behind in U.S. airports. What? $300,000 worth of this is left behind in United States airports. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Jonna's off this morning. Hopefully she'll be back tomorrow. I guess she's feeling a little bit under the weather this morning. Here's the question. Every year in this country, over $300,000 worth of this is left behind at U.S. airports. What's left behind at airports? Up for grabs, $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. What's being left at the airport worth $300,000? Hi, Cat Country.
Is it cell phones?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hey, is it phone chargers?
No, that's not it. Thank you. $300,000 worth of this is left behind at U.S. airports every year. Hi, Cat Country.
Is it chargers? Phone chargers?
No, that's not it. Thank you. That would have been my guess, I think. Hi, Cat Country. What do you got?
Is it luggage?
No, that's not it. Thank you. Luggage is too obvious. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it electronic?
No, that's not it. Thanks. Joe and Jonna, Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air at stake. $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall in Atlantic City. Still trying to find a winner here. Every year, over $300,000 worth of this is left behind at U.S. airports. It's not luggage. It's not cell phones or any kind of electronics. What is it? Hi, Cat Country.
Yes, money.
Money is absolutely right. You're a winner.
All right.
What's your name?
Michael.
Michael, where are you from?
Dennisville, South Dennis.
We've got a $50 gift certificate to Tennessee Avenue Beer Hall for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it isn't like big wads of money. You guys would know this. It's money that you, as you go through security, you take out your change and you stick it in a little thing and it goes through and you forget to grab it. And it adds up to $300,000 a year at U.S. airports. So money in terms of change, loose change. So congratulations to Michael. He is our winner. Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. I'm Joe Cano this morning. In Ocean County, a scary situation over the weekend. Police say a 20-year-old woman in Brick Township arrested after her 2-year-old brother was hurt in a stabbing. The little boy was taken to Jersey Shore University Hospital. Thankfully, is in stable condition. The woman, Marlene Rodriguez, now faces several charges. Early voting's wrapped up for tomorrow's election here in New Jersey. All eyes are on that tight race for governor between Democrat Mikey Sherrill and Republican Jack Cittarelli. Don't forget, polls open tomorrow morning at 6, close at 8 tomorrow night. And here's one for the beach crowd. Researchers say more great white sharks are being born along the Jersey Shore. It's actually good news. It means the protection laws put in place decades ago are paying off, and those sharks are finally old enough to start having babies. South Jersey weather, cloudy with rain at least the first part of the day today. High of 60. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana without Jana this morning. Time now for my favorite tweets for the last 24 hours. There are five of them. Number one, now the bun-length hot dogs are longer than the buns, so why can't we get this right? Number two, my kid wants to know why the neighbors still have their Halloween decorations up, and I didn't know he was on the HOA board. Number three, Amazon boxes for sale, cheap. Now, we can't use bags at the grocery store, but your neighbor can get 8,000 Amazon boxes to throw away. Number four, I have more photos of my dog trying on his snow boots than my parents have of my entire childhood. True. And five, these are my favorite tweets. It's Cat Country 107.3. Last one. My autobiography is just going to be a bunch of CVS prescriptions receipts stapled together. Oh, wait. We've got a bonus tweet for you on this Monday. Is Dollywood open 9 to 5? It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Without Jana, she's a little under the weather this morning. Hopefully, she'll be back tomorrow. It's time to send you to Las Vegas, baby. We got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to see and meet country superstar Lainey Wilson in Las Vegas. Airfare, hotel, $500 in spending cash, and tickets for you and your pal to go to the show and go backstage to meet Lainey, all included in this package. To win, listen 5 times today and every weekday. The more times you listen, the better your chance of winning. At about each time, we're going to give you a code. You're going to take that code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app. If you don't have the app, download it. It's called Cat Country 107.3. You're going to go to the app, open it up. There's a button there that says Lainey. You're going to tap on that button, and you're going to type in the code. 5 codes come your way, 8:20 and 10:20 in the morning, 1:20 and 4:20 in the afternoon, and about 7:20 in the evening on Taste of Country Nights. Here's your very first code of the morning. 552. That's your first Lainey Wilson code. 552. Hit the Lainey button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Stick it in and you're on your way to Vegas. 552. Great mornings with Joe and Jana. Raise your hand if you need money. How about $1.2 billion? Would that work? That's the total of the two big lottery jackpots right now. Tonight's Powerball jackpot, $419 million. Tomorrow's Mega Millions jackpot, $800 million.